producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I understand, you know, Max Kaiser's perspective and views. And I like him too much to let him continue going down the road of guns. So we'll get into the Bitcoin stuff and his announcement, Bitcoin Capital 3, Bitcoin fund managed by Simon Dixon and Max Kaiser that pays daily dividends in Bitcoin. So we'll talk some about other revolutionary things that are happening in the last 5 minutes we have left here. But, Max, I understand. I mean, I think you grew up in a big city in New York, all that. I mean, maybe I'm wrong, Connecticut, whatever it was, I forget. It's almost like pod people, like you grew up on Mars versus people that grew up. I get it, you know, they have Texas accents. We actually have vestigial tails or whatever. But we're a violent country forged out of war and conquest. We have guns to protect ourselves as part of the culture. 12,000 people dying a year. Only a few thousand are innocents. I mean, prescription drugs kill hundreds of thousands. Flesh-eating bacteria, hundreds of thousands. And it's not this hysterical issue. They take each death and turn it into a tragedy, waving a bloody shirt to try to get our guns. So that's where I stand.
Okay, but I'm just saying over the past couple of days, there's been, you know, it's been in the news quite a bit. I have not heard anyone mention this, the question of insurance. So I'm asking you about it just because I'm curious. I'm not advocating it. I'm just saying I'm curious.
Please don't give them horrible ideas. They've actually fucked that. Don't give them a devastating plan to destroy us. You're like talking about kryptonite here. Kryptonite, put it away, forget it. We didn't see that. Good God. You're something else. Hey, sweetheart, tell me about Bitcoin, and you're one of the great captains of it now. Been a great captain since day one. You're probably the inventor of it. I'm joking. And then, where's it all going? Tell me about what you're doing.
Oh, well, Bitcoin Capital, as you point out, I mean, it's a great way for people to get involved in Bitcoin. So it pays a daily Bitcoin dividend. I think, actually, if you live in the United States, it might be difficult to participate because the U.S. government is taking a pretty adversarial position against Bitcoin because they see it as competition. But they should be aware of this product, this fund, and they should look into it. And so I mentioned it here. We raised almost $3 million for this, and we used part of the money to invest in new Bitcoin startup companies that are doing, you know, entrepreneurs who are creating companies.
Who's the bald-headed guy wearing a Santa Claus suit on your website?
That's Simon Dixon, and he co-founded the fund with me, and he and I went to the very first Bitcoin conference in 2000, one of the very first conferences in 2011.
Sure.
Bitcoin, the price was $3 a share. He has an equity crowdfunding site called Bank to the Future. That is a great success. And so we exchanged notes. We said, you know what, why don't we just create a fund like this? We can use the mining output to pay people daily dividends. The people who are in Bitcoin Capital One, for example, they've already gotten half of what they invested back in dividends. So
sure, and I wasn't bashing him. I mean, I actually know who he is. I kind of like that sports jacket. And I guess he is kind of like Santa Claus handing out the goodies. What about the charge that Bitcoin is a Ponzi scheme? I'm not saying that, but explain to me. I mean, because the government's got something even worse.
A Ponzi scheme, by definition, is like Social Security or Bernie Madoff.
Yes.
Where it's ever expanding.
Paying out more than's coming in.
Yeah. Where Bitcoin is, by definition, an anti-Ponzi scheme. There's a set number of coins. There are no more ever to be created. It's capped at 21 million. So it's the absolute opposite of a Ponzi scheme. So that's not even a valid, that's a non-starter. I mean, there are things you could be critical of it, like if the power grid goes down in the world, how do
Max,
I get my
I'm just
Bitcoin?
Being devil's advocate. I
understand. I'm answering a question.
Glad that Bitcoin's done so well. So many of my listeners have had, like, totally become...
I'm not taking offense. It's your question. I'm happy to answer any
three times.
That's what I'm here for.
No, I agree. Three times. Three times. Three times, Max. I've had people buy me dinner because they're listeners that got into Bitcoin because of the show and because of you. Three times people bought me dinner and were, like, trying to, like, buy me cowboy boots one time. Because
it happens to me everywhere I go. People come up to me and said, it's the exact same story. Thank you, Max. I made an incredible amount of money with this. And
we'll talk to you soon. Congratulations, Your Lordship.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Get up, storm on the loose. Sirens in my head. Wrapped up in silence. I'll look at the bed.
Welcome back to the fourth hour of Overdrive of the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Rob Dew, and I got the call a little bit ago, about an hour and a half ago, saying Anthony is going to be unable to do it, so we need you to sit in. Of course, it's my pleasure. The big story, I think, which needs to be the big story all over the country, especially as we get closer to January 13th, is this article that we put out on January 5th, and I'm going to go over some of these articles of impeachment. They list 48 in this resolution written by, drafted by the North American Law Center. But here's the article, report. RNC will consider Obama impeachment proceedings, and they meet back on January 13th. So we need to really build that momentum to call for the impeachment of Obama and get people like Paul Ryan to call for it, because we've seen what he's done in the past, just by allowing, he's put in by Boehner, essentially installed, and he's just go along to get along, not really seeing any sort of pushback from him. But you can actually go to this article, and from Scrib, they have the articles of impeachment right there. Article 1, the first 10 deal with his usurpation of the Oval Office via criminal identity fraud. And it goes over 10 instances that they feel he was using identity fraud, stuff we covered way back in the day with his birth certificate. Article 2, malfeasance, misconduct, and abuse of the Oval Office. The first one talks about the IRS, how he went, using the IRS to go after his political enemies. And we've seen plenty of instances of that. We've had the IRS head Lois Lerner in there looking at what and they were bringing her up and asking how she was going after certain groups and not letting them get tax ID numbers while letting other groups come right in. But if you had Tea Party or conservative in your language, you were at the back of the bus, essentially. Number two is using the Federal Bureau of Investigation, Secret Service, National Security Agency, the Department of Homeland Security to disregard the constitutional rights of citizens by directing or authorizing such agencies to conduct or continue electronic surveillance and other investigations for the purposes of national security, basically bypassing the Constitution and due process to spy on people. Number six, misusing military force without congressional authorization in violation of the War Powers Act. Number eight, unlawfully incarcerating members of the U.S. military for carrying out orders on the battlefield without congressional authority or oversight, creating increasing morale issues within the ranks. Number nine, he's been derelict in his command of national security agencies, resulting in the unnecessary deaths of American civilians in Benghazi and soldiers as well. There's a big movie coming out about that. He unilaterally authorized the killing of American citizens deemed by political affiliation alone to be potential domestic terrorists. He also used drones to kill a 16-year-old boy at one point who was not considered a threat, but he was just targeted because his dad was somebody who used to work with the Pentagon. That's how Alaki. I apologize if I'm coughing a little bit. I am slowly getting over a cold, and I will tell you later how I did that without missing a day of work, without you know, just being able to maintain myself, but I'll get into that later. Let's go back into Article 3, aiding and abetting known enemies of the United States. That's number two. He has unlawfully used taxpayer funds to aid and abet an illegal invasion of the United States. That's basically leaving the border wide open, trucking in illegals, letting them fly all around the country without using ID, while we have 10-year-old girls who are patted down, 10-year-old because of a juice box. Number 10, he's engaged in unlawful, overt effort to disarm American citizens and remove public access to ammunition in direct violation of the U.S. Second Amendment. Remember that ammo scare when ammo prices started going up and you had Homeland Security buying hundreds and millions and billions of rounds of ammunition? And we kept telling people, look at it. They're buying lots of this ammunition, and it's hollow point, and they say it's for training purposes. Nobody trains with hollow point ammunition. Total lie. He has worked to unlawfully fund, protect, and defend known anti-American organizations in direct violation of of 50 of the U.S. Code 843, and they list all the codes. There's 48 criminal charges in all. Even if he was only guilty of four, it would be enough to impeach him. So that's why you need to get this article. Report RNC will consider Obama impeachment proceedings out to everybody you know. Get them to read all these articles. I think we're going to do a video breakdown of each one and talk about all the instances that where he has broken the law and show you how it happened. Because it's not just this year. It's not the year before. It goes all the way back to when he first got into office. The IRS scandal started right then. And even back in 2013, I just want to pull this article up. This is from the past of August 29, 2013, 100 reasons to impeach Barack Obama. And that's from knowthelies.com. We list a few in there, and then you can go to the article to see the rest. Now, one of the reasons in there was about his illegal gun grabs, and he has started the new year off with a bang, literally, going after our guns. He started his executive actions with the crocodile tears to make everybody feel bad. We showed you Coco, the gorilla. He's crying, too. He's falling in line with Barack Obama. He's sad about guns. Guns are bad, says the gorilla, so we have to ban them. But let's see. Here's what Trump had to say. This is Trump rails against Obama's executive action. And here's what he had to say about what Obama's doing.
They're not going to take your guns away, folks. They're not going to take your guns away. Not going to do it. They're trying. They're talking about the bullets. They're talking about. And then, as you see, President Obama is on television. Who can blame you? No, no. Honestly, after what we've gone through for years, who can blame you for that? I mean, who can blame you? But you saw what he did today. Executive orders. He wants to do, wouldn't it be nice if they could actually get Congress together and, you know, do it the old-fashioned way where people work and they this and they cajole and they have drinks together and they get along or they don't get along and they come up with some. Just wants to sign executive orders all the time. No good. It's no good. It's no good.
I'd like to see Congress get together.
They're not going to screw around with the
Second Amendment. I'd like to see Congress get together and just do nothing for a couple years. We have plenty of laws on the books. Let's see what happens with the laws that we have instead of creating new laws and new regulations and new agencies to go out and harass the American citizens while we're trying to produce, while we're trying to make a living and just being hammered time and time again. Of course, here's what Hillary Clinton had to say. She's going to praise it. Oh, yeah, we need to go after the guns. She's so afraid. That's why she has so many bodyguards with guns protecting her at all times. Here she is.
I was so touched by the president. If any of you saw it on TV.
Ooh.
I was very proud that he made these recommendations, some of which I have been advocating in this campaign for. We lose 90 people a day to gun violence, homicides, suicides, terrible, tragic, avoidable accidents. We can do better, and we can do it in a constitutional way. We can respect the rights of gun owners. In fact, comprehensive background checks, closing the gun show loophole and the online loophole, ending the immunity from liability for gun makers and sellers, prohibiting people who are on the no-fly list from buying guns.
Oh,
you
yeah.
think that would be something we could all agree
That's
on?
Right. The no-fly list that you have no idea how you get on it. You have no idea how to get off of it. They won't tell you why you're on it. It's just an arbitrary list. We've had congressmen on this list. And she wants to say, we're just going to go by the no-fly list. That is just... That's a blatant violation of at least half the Bill of Rights right there. Now, coming out of Sun News up in Canada, this is Brian Lilly, and he has a story of a man who defended himself. It's a longer clip. We're not going to play the whole thing. It's about 4 minutes long. And he talks about how confiscation, well, first, you have registration always leads to confiscation. And I'm just going to let you say, let you hear it from him. In his words, is he's got a show called Byline, and this is Brian Lilly.
I've got a warning to my American friends. Registration will lead to confiscation. And if you don't believe me, just look at what's happened here. Now, are they going towards registration in the United States? Well, according to the Washington Post, the Obama administration is considering a national database of all firearms in the U.S. to, quote, track the movements and sale of weapons, unquote. If such a database comes to fruition, it will lead to confiscation. Last year, we ended our national long gun registry here in Canada. It was a national database of every rifle and shotgun in the country that was supposed to help police, well, track the movement and sale of weapons. Now, when it was introduced 20 years ago, critics said, hold on. If we register the firearms, they're going to be confiscated. And that criticism was just dismissed. It was ridiculed. Yet that's what was happening right up until the long gun registry was dismantled. As recently as last winter, law-abiding gun owners who had complied with the registry were having their rifles confiscated. In late 2011, hundreds, if not thousands, of people who had legally purchased the Army Jaeger AP-80, a .22 caliber variant of the AK-47, were informed that their rifles had been deemed illegal and must be surrendered. The letter read, "You are required by law to return your firearm registration certificates without delay, either by mail to the address shown in the top left corner of this page or in person to a peace officer or firearms officers. You have 30 days to deliver your firearm to a peace officer, firearms officer, or chief firearms officer, or to otherwise lawfully dispose of them." That was sent out by the Canadian Firearms Center. The reason for the need to surrender what had been legal firearms was simply cosmetic. The AP-80 looked too similar
exactly.
to the AK-47.
They want to create any reason they can to go after it. That's a weapon that fires .22 caliber bullets, really small. And they're going to call that an assault rifle because it looks like one. Well, they designed that as marketing. But here we have in California, this came out December 31st. California gun confiscation law takes effect January 1st. So this is already going on right now. This is from ABC7. A new California law takes effect January 1st that allows legally owned guns to be confiscated if family or friends believe the owner is a threat to themselves or others. And there it is, believe, right there. So all you have to have is a neighbor that's kind of angry at you. Anybody. Oh, I think he's a threat. He has guns. And then, boom, they swoop in, take them. We were showing you guys that a while back. Stay tuned. I'm going to come back. We're going to talk about open carry, what people think about open carry in Texas. Liam McAdoo is out on the street, and we got a whole bunch more. David Knott will be up talking about Paul Ryan as well. So stay tuned. It's the fourth hour of Overdrive. I'm your host, Rob Doom.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing. And I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold, or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing. But for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.
The 1-800 number to join us is 800-259-9231. I'm going to be taking your calls in the next segment. I'm Rob Dew. You're joining me for the fourth hour of Overdrive on the Alex Jones Show. Be sure you tell your friends and family out there to tune in for the fourth hour. You can watch it at Infowars.com/show. Or you could get your radio station to carry it. I just saw this on my Twitter feed. Making good people helpless won't make bad people harmless. Share if you agree. And I can't think of better words to say about this unconstitutional gun grab they want to go after. They want to make us defenseless so that the hordes of criminals can have their way with us. And then they come in and go, hey, the only answer is more police state. Now, we've had open carry here in Texas. It just started January 1st. Leanne McAdoo is out on the street to see what people thought about it. Here it is.
Leanne McAdoo for InfoWars.com. I'm here in Austin, Texas. Now, we are 4 days into the official passing of open carry. Wanted to see what people's opinion are of now they're going to be actually able to view people's guns in their holster. Are they afraid of that? Are they okay with that? And we also wanted to get people's take on what's happening in Oregon. Do they think this is a good move, or is this going to bolster Obama's push for gun control? Well, we just passed open carry here January 1st.
Great.
So people,
I'm all for it.
Yeah.
I'm all against it.
Really?
Yes.
And we're still married. I am for gun regulations. And open carry is weird. I'm not going to go to any business where I see people waltzing in there with their guns. It's just, it just turns me off.
What do you guys think about the open carry that just passed here in Austin?
We're not from here. Sorry.
Does that frighten you to think that people will have guns on their holster, or are you okay with it?
I'm okay with it. As long as they're responsible, I'm fine with it.
Would you be frightened to see people with their guns on their holster?
I don't think so, because it is Texas.
Probably in some places I would, and probably in some places I wouldn't.
So it just depends on the setting.
Yeah, yeah.
I think if you're responsible, it can be done well. But if you're not, and people aren't paying attention, bad things happen.
I'm a fan.
What's your opinion on it?
I don't think everyone should just be walking around with them, but mainly when it's really hot and you want to carry and it's too hard to wear 8 pounds of clothes when it's 100 degrees out, then it's nice to be able to.
Well, I'm all for Second Amendment. I think people should have the right to do what they wish to do. However, like my wife said, I think that it's better to have it concealed than to be shown. But if somebody wants to have it shown, that's up to them.
But if you're allowed to have a gun, that's kind of odd to not be allowed to carry it. That's how I feel about it.
It lets you know who has the weapon. There's people walking around with them concealed anyways. I think that's scarier.
Would you continue to go to a business that allowed people to bring in their gun?
Yeah, I think I would. I wouldn't, like, boycott them. If I was in a circumstance where I felt uncomfortable or something, I might leave, but I wouldn't make a big point out of it.
She said she wants more regulations. Well, people that are law-abiding citizens are now having more regulations placed upon them, and criminals will, in fact, skirt the law anyway. So, to me, it's ridiculous.
Are you aware of what's going on in Oregon right now?
Yeah, I'm aware, but I haven't, like, read a lot of details about it.
The president is about to come out on Thursday calling for more, gun control regulations. Do you think something like that is going to cause the country to be in support of more gun control, or do you think that they're going to be proud of Americans standing up?
I think whoever is already against and for gun control is just going to sway them more either way. I don't think it's going to change anyone's mind.
I don't think it's going to be bringing people together. People are going to interpret it how they see it. They're going to either be on the side that thinks, oh, man, this is what needs to be done, give an inch, take a mile, and the other side is, oh, this is so typical.
There's a lot of people that feel like the federal government overreaches what it's there for. That's what they feel like up there, obviously. In a lot of cases, that's what I feel like. I haven't had a situation where I felt compelled to gather some fellow citizens and take over a building. I'm also not a rancher that lost their livelihood because the federal government decided they were going to take some land or stop letting someone use my land or stop letting me use land. I get where they're coming from, but I'm going to have to read about it more for sure to decide whether I think they're going totally overboard or maybe they're just having the guts to do something that somebody's got to do.
I think things should be done legally. All right. And do I actually think that's going to hinder it? No, I think Obama's going to do what Obama wants to do. He's in his lame duck term as president, and he's just going to try to flex whatever muscle he thinks he can do and try to get away with it.
He's going to do the right thing.
He's going to do what he wants to do. That was Leanne McAdoo on the street asking people what they thought about open carry. I got the phone lines loaded. Coming up, Angie, Tim, Kyle, Brandon wants to talk about ATF harassing gun show goers. So stay tuned. All that and more. David Knight's coming up next.
They're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip. And you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones.
Everything turns there is a season turns.
This is Rob Dew here, the Alex Jones Show Overdrive Edition. I'm finishing up a cough drop, getting over a slight cold, which I think could have been worse. They say a cold usually lasts 7 to 14 days. Mine's lasted 3.
Oh.
This is my third day of just being really uncomfortable, and it's tailing off. I can already feel it from yesterday to today. It was really 2 days that were really bad, and one of the ways I did it, I'll tell you about in 1 second. I got David Knight in studio. One way you can support us is by going to InfoWarsStore.com and buying all the products we have, the nutraceuticals, the survival gear, the water filters, stuff to protect you and your family. I want to get to the one of the items we also have is the InfoWars calendar. People have calendars on their wall. Put one of these up. Each month it has a coupon code for a different product. First one, January, say 20% off coffee mugs. 20%. 10% off seeds in February. Get ready to start your garden. It's a picture of some of the founding fathers there. $5 off any InfoWars Life products over $19.95 in March. So you can go through all 12 months. Now, David, did you know the Battle of Lexington and Concord was fought over gun confiscation?
Yes, I did.
I knew that, but you know what? Some people might not know that. The Revolutionary War was kicked off because of gun confiscation.
Right.
And we're at that point again, and people really need to get mad and get active. This is one way to do it. Another way is to get some of the nutraceuticals we have. Now, I carry these two with me everywhere I go. I go on a trip, they're in my bag. Why? Because they're under 3 ounces and the TSA won't confiscate them. And two, because they work. This silver bullet.
Did we plan that TSA-friendly packaging?
Yeah, we should. Here, these are all TSA-friendly. And right now, you can get 15% off with promo code GIF15 of everything in the InfoWars store, InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. GIF15 is the promo code. Let me tell you how I use Silver Bullet, because this is, to me, it's an amazing product. People really need to educate themselves on silver. I don't drink it every day. I'm not going to turn blue. But I've used this.
You wouldn't if you did it every day.
I use this stuff all the time. And definitely when I feel a cold coming on, I have a little nasal shooter. Shoots it up my nose, breathing in. I also have a nebulizer. And I'll put it in there and breathe it in. And then also just put it on topically. Take a couple droppers full. Swish it around my mouth. This really helped me on the trip I just got back from. Mm-hmm. We were doing the interview with Minister Farrakhan. I was doing this every day, and it kept me – I was able to function, no problems. I didn't have any problems. And then the iodine, anytime I feel anything coming on, take a little bit of iodine. I also take that at least twice a week. But these are two products that I use religiously, and I can't say enough about them, especially the Silver Bullet. So pick yours up at InfoWarsStore.com. And another way you can support us is by becoming a member of PrisonPlanet.tv. You know, David, it was September 1st, 2011 when we kicked off the InfoWars Nightly News.
Really?
And we've done a show every day, including holidays, since that time. I think there might have been one day where we did a repeat because we had some technical difficulties back in, like, 2012, 2013. And I say that right now. Right now we're actually redesigning the original Nightly News studio. And I just went today and looked at how it's coming along. It's going to look amazing. And it's really going to complement our other big studio, Studio C, the War Room.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have to come up with a new name for that studio. So I think we're going to be doing the fourth hour out of there coming up. We'll probably still be doing the fourth hour out of here sometimes. And we'll be doing the nightly news out of there, too. So it's really exciting. It's a brand new year. Get involved. Get your PrisonPlanet.tv membership. Right now it's just 10 cents a day, 6 months free. And you can share your username and password with up to 20 people. So, and with that, let's take a call first. I want to go to Brandon, actually, because he wants to talk about the ATF harassing gun show goers. Brandon calling from FEMA Region 3. What's going on at the gun shows in your area?
Last week I was in a gun show in Richmond, and I noticed there were two guys in suits harassing people, and one of my buddies, who's a local cop, he was saying, be careful, watch what you say to them. The federal agents are over here harassing people. And he was told to leave them alone, even though they were harassing people. And they were just asking people, what are you doing here? What are you buying guns for? And I mean,
eggs, huh? What are you doing? Yeah, keep going, Brandon.
I shot a video on my phone and of me. I went over to talk to him, and then they tried to get confrontational, and after they left, people were asking, why are you blowing up at them? I'm like, what do you mean? This is a total normal response. I mean, I see total criminal takeover everywhere I look.
I mean, Brandon, did you put this on YouTube?
No, it's on my phone. I was actually going to ask where I could send it to you guys, because I think a special report needs to be done on this.
I totally agree, because you are going to be an example of what people need to do, because people do need to get mad about this stuff. When you got federal agents asking you, why are you buying guns? Why do you have guns, punk? You know, I bet they're carrying. Oh, why are you carrying? Let me check your gun. Is it legal? You know, they want to be able to frisk you and touch you, but oh, don't touch the all-powerful federal agent. Send me that video. Put it up on YouTube. Send me the link. RobD, R-O-B-D, at InfoWars.com. That's my email. Put Hey Rob in the subject line. Anybody else want to send me something? I check my email every day. And you can also send it to showtips at InfoWars.com, writers at InfoWars.com. Just hammer us all. We'll get it. We'll put it up because you are an example, Brandon, of what we need to do when we're faced with this tyranny. Don't you agree, David?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
This is totally crazy. Let's go to our first caller, Angie in Alaska, wants to talk about impeaching Obama.
Hi. I would like to implore every listener that is listening right now to please contact your representatives, contact your senators, and tell them to support the RNC and let them know that he's just overreached every power he possibly could have.
Yeah, I totally, and then some.
Yeah,
you know.
and then some. I mean, just the immigration situation. Years ago, I lived over in Europe when they started, and most people don't know this, when it really started with the Turks coming in. They would go down the streets. My kids know Arabic, and they would go down the streets, and they would harass the Germans all the time. They would spray paint things. They would take our old bases, and they would house immigrants in there. It got really violent. People couldn't use the bathroom because they were afraid of being beat up. That's the same thing's going to happen in the United States. If you don't think it will, it will. And it's
they're already talking about using bases here to house immigrants.
We just had the Czech president right around Christmas time talking about why is it that we've got all of these young men almost exclusively mm-hmm. as migrants who are saying they're refugees. He goes, these are people who are able and capable to fight ISIS there. They should be staying in that
they
country
need to
and
fix
fighting
their country.
It. Exactly. And he says, if you got refugees, okay, I can understand if it was children, people who were sick coming in, but these are able-bodied men who should be fighting ISIS if that was really the case. But, of course, what the reality is that they are an army to fight,
mm-hmm.
but they're bringing them here to fight us. Okay.
It's an invasion by stealth.
Exactly.
A total invasion by stealth. They should be back fixing their own country. And our criminal government should stop doing things like funding ISIS and running drone attacks on regular people, wedding parties, farmers.
Yeah,
doing that, too.
No tears for that.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
But, you know, those people need to go back and fix their own country. But look at this. They had 570,000 people sign a petition to legally force the UK government to block Donald Trump from entering the country.
Hmm.
What if we had 570,000 people just, you know, go and sign a petition to impeach Obama? Let's put that up on their little WhiteHouse.gov list. Maybe they'll answer that. They say they'll answer it after 100,000 people sign it.
Isn't it interesting?
570,000.
That those 570,000 people probably are not concerned about the wave, the ocean of Muslim migrants coming in. I mean, they probably support that. Is why
they
don't like Donald Trump. That's amazing to me. They think he's a danger to them, but not millions of people who are coming here as a third column in their.
In the article, he mentions that there's no go areas in the UK, which we've confirmed.
Yeah.
We could barely get Paul Watson and Joe Biggs to go into some of these areas because they're afraid of getting attacked.
Yeah.
This is in London.
Yeah.
Guys, put that Examiner article back up. There it is. Obama eyes six military bases to house surge of illegal immigrants. Where's the surge coming from?
Yeah.
From the open border, from the military.
And if they can't get here through the open border, they'll fly them in.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And the border patrol's being hamstrung, so they can't really do their job. I mean, I remember when we were in El Paso. Film, they just open up the gate and drive off. All you had to do was walk across the river. It was about this thick.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
wasn't that deep. Just mm-hmm. walk across, you can come right in.
And they don't put them at the border. My wife just on Tuesday got stopped with a Border Patrol checkpoint well inside the country, about 75 miles inside the country, pretty much a permanent station there, wanting to know, what are you doing here? Are you an American citizen? What do you do for a living? It's none of their business, just like this guy's talking about at the gun show. Absolutely none of their business.
Yeah, and that was Brandon. Brandon, send me that video, please. Put it up on YouTube and send it to us. We'll get you a bunch of views. Angie, thanks for calling. Let's go to Tim in Wyoming.
Hello.
Hey, Tim.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call, gentlemen. You were talking earlier about, you're talking about gun shows and gun grabbing right now, but I want to bring back the subject of the Oregon ranchers and the situation up there. Not that it's out of mind at all, but what I wanted to bring up was the fact that there's the Law of the Sea Treaty, which I think has been signed by our government, by someone in our government, and we're actually under the Law of the Sea Treaty, which means that any riparian area, any water flow area, any lake, any stream, the ocean even, any water at all, anywhere, is under the control of the United Nations. And so when the BLM is taking land from farmers and ranchers and whoever else for to widen the borders around a river or around a stream or around a creek or whatever the water source happens to be, they're actually following along with that because they're saying the water doesn't belong to you.
Right.
Or anyone else.
And, and they took which was a good idea, which is, hey, nobody can own a river. And they go, well, now the federal government owns the river, and now we can tell you what to do. Because it used to be you could walk along a high watermark line, even if it was on somebody's private property. Mm-hmm. You could walk through it. Mm-hmm. And now they're just going, no, we own everything. We own everything. It is a total grab.
Well, there's the congressman from that area in Oregon. His name is Greg Walden. He had a very impassioned speech, and there's a link to the article on Drudge, the next sagebrush revolution. Very passionate speech. He's known that family for decades, he said. He worked with them to try to get along with the BLM with their plans. And, of course, they came up with regulations. The BLM just said, no, we're not going to do that. We're just going to shut that down. And he doesn't realize, I think, when he's talking about this. He says, they have these meetings where they get us together. We all agree on what we're going to do. And then they just go do something completely different. That's Agenda 21. That's been going on for a long time. And, of course, they have finalized more details and aspects of that, put a time limit on it with Agenda 2030 that they passed just in this last September. People have to understand that there is a very clear agenda that is being pursued by the federal government. It's a globalist agenda. The agenda is to get people off of the land.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's not just that there is bad management. It's not just that it's an arrogant bureaucracy. All of that is true, but it is far worse than that. This is an agenda, just like the war on drugs was a UN agenda. People, conservatives need to understand this too, because the war on drugs was laid out verbatim as a UN agenda in 1961, 10 years before Richard Nixon declared the war on drugs in 1971, and followed their schedules 1-4 verbatim, even the drugs that they put on there. That's why it's an international scheduling situation. All the countries around the world use those same four schedules. It all came from the United Nations. They're doing the same thing.
And if you fight it, they're going to hammer you economically.
Yeah, exactly. And so, you know, they come up with this, and then they leave it to the individual countries to implement it and to execute it and everything, but it's all being driven with these agendas from the United Nations, and they have an agenda for how they're going to get people off of the land, force you into the cities, control your transportation, control your communication, monitor everything you
and
do.
And not let you use firewood to keep warm in the winter.
That's right.
You know, we talked about the EPA last year going after people who had smoke coming out of their chimneys.
But where are you
going to
get firewood?
Craziness.
They're creating a situation. It's like the sheriff of Nottingham in Sherwood Forest. You guys go in there, that's the king's land.
Right.
You're not entitled to take a twig out of there or we'll execute you. I mean, that's what we're headed for.
And going in and grabbing old wood is what helps. It's what keeps wildfires down. But they don't want that. They want wildfires. Oh, they love it.
Let me tell you, Rob, my uncle was a forestry professor at University of Missouri. Many, many years. Okay, he's head of the department. He was outraged before he died at what the federal government was doing, allowing dead wood to lie on the ground. We saw it with the massive fires in Bastrop. We've seen it many places. I saw it when we went out to Yellowstone in 2002. It was still not recovered from a decades earlier. We were driving along with the windows down, enjoying the smell of the pine air, and then all of a sudden, boom, desolation as soon as we cross into federal lands because they don't manage the property and they do things because they say, oh, we want to worship the way the natural earth would be and everything. No, it's just mismanagement. If you let weeds grow up into your garden, into your farm, you're not going to have any food. And if they let the trees lay down, that's why they're having so many wildfires.
Yeah.
And as this congressman,
they won't let you do anything.
Yes, as this congressman is pointing out, that's a way of life out there because of federal government mismanagement. And they had 200,000 acres that were burning when they set that backfire that burned 139 acres.
Mm-hmm.
Those 200,000 acres that were burning, that was because of mismanagement by the BLM, and they've done deliberate things to private property. They never answered for, they never even compensated people for, but they send these people to jail for 5 years, calling them arsonists and terrorists.
Right.
Absolutely outrageous.
Doing the same thing that the federal government does almost every day.
Yeah.
And what needs to happen is the states need to come together and start kicking the federal government out and reclaiming that land.
Yes.
That's your state land.
Yes.
And instead of going, letting these outside bureaucracies, these people who have no training in forestry or anything, they just have their books that they've learned. These guys have never gotten their hands dirty, and they're running around telling people how to live their lives. It's totally atrocious.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, Tim. Let's go to one more call, and then we'll finish up here with Paul Ryan. If we have time, I think we're running out of time.
He's not on the phone, though.
Hey, Kyle, you want to talk about open carry? Go ahead. Kyle, are you there?
Yeah,
go ahead.
I'm here. Well, you know, from my perspective, I live down here in the Houston area. It seems like as soon as this open carry began, it seems like the fear just came out of the woodworks. Just, you know, I see so many people who, you know, they may be gun supporters in the basics of their life, but, you know, when it comes, when the rubber meets the road, and I can give you an example, you know, I'm involved in my church really actively, and a lot of my family is in their churches, and just recently, you know, all the churches are having to vote on, are they going to allow open carry in their church service? And as a member of the staff at my church, you know, that is fixing to come up to vote. And things like that, you know, you have to think about. And I know a very
Can I jump in here and tell you something?
No.
Go to our site and search 5 Bullets to Save 1,000 People, I think. It was the interview that I had with Charles Van Wyk, and he was a South African guy. He just happened to be in a church of 1,000 people. They knew it was a liberal church, that nobody there would be armed, and there was a gang of people. This was back when they had in South Africa, they had the insurrection that was going on there. And they came in spraying people with automatic weapons and throwing bombs, and this guy saved that congregation.
With a handgun.
With a handgun.
Yeah.
Yep.
Exactly. That's why we need guns, because when bad people do things, we need good people to stand up. Are you going to stand up? This is the fourth hour of Overdrive. I'm Rob Dew, your host, sitting in with David Knight. I think we're going to have Leanne McAdoo. We'll pop her in here next too, and talk about what's coming up on tonight's Nightly News. Stay tuned.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or PixWireless.com. Spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Final segment of the Overdrive Hour. I'm your host, Rob Deuce, and next to me is David Knight. And tonight, I just talked to Leanne McAdoo. She just popped her head, and she's going to be talking about the raping that's going on in Europe, especially in Germany. Well, one of these groups called Dusseldorf is watching. They have a big Facebook group, and they're going to provide protection at major events and city centers. So they're starting to fight back. They'll probably be condemned as criminals and racist and hateful.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be bad because they don't want their women getting raped.
That's the way they're right wingers. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Look at these extremists. Don't want the women to be raped. While their country dies and everything else. Now, we were going to get to Paul Ryan in the last segment. We didn't really get into him. But, David, what is the bottom line with Paul Ryan? Like, they've instituted this guy, pushed him on us. We got rid of Boehner, and now we got basically Boehner's little brother.
Well, he's been open borders for a very long time. But, of course, when we look at this funding bill, remember, it was just 3 weeks ago that they pushed through the omnibus bill. I call it the omnibust bill because it funds everything in the world. It's going to make us bust even
sooner.
What's
this in debt? More debt.
Yeah, and you know, it started out, as I told you, Rob, you know, we started out that segment at the bottom of the hour with the song from the Birds, you know, to everything there is a season, turn, you know, mm-hmm. Well, there's a time to spend and a time to pretend. He's already spent the money. Now he's coming back and saying, well, I want to pretend that we're going to shut down Planned Parenthood. I want to pretend that we're going to shut down Obamacare. What he did with Obamacare, for example, is they gave Harry Reid and the Democrats precisely what they wanted, and that was a delay on the Cadillac tax. Now, the Cadillac tax says that you've got a really good health insurance program, which the unions have negotiated.
Of course.
That they were going to tax that at a very high rate. So they pushed this off 2-3 years in the future now, okay, to make Obamacare more palatable.
To make half the country who's under these plans go, we like Obamacare. It's
yeah,
good.
Exactly. Yeah. To ease the pain, to make it more acceptable.
Right.
Then he comes back to the Republican base and he says, hey, you know, we didn't fund Obamacare because we didn't raise taxes enough, so if we get rid of it now, we can save even more money. This guy ought to be an offense to people who are Republicans and Democrats, people who support these programs and people who oppose these programs, because he is so incredibly cynical. He's such a liar. And, of course, we saw that the Republicans were saying, hey, we're going to have something to say about this Paris Climate Pact. We're going to not fund that. Within less than a week, they had funded the climate initiative
exactly.
that passed in Paris. So this is the way these guys roll.
And on top of that, he wants to send your children to go fight ISIS, a group that we funded. There's an article from Kurt Nemo. House Leader Paul Ryan hawks neocon version of war on the Islamic State. So on top of spending all your money, he wants to kill your children. I want to go to Kylo in California, who's got 2016 ideas. Kylo, you got about a minute 20. What are your ideas for 2016?
Hi, Rob, Dave. Great to talk to you guys. Honor. I had one for you for a segment for the show. The way the news is coming at us so quickly and stuff just falls through the cracks. I mean, Alex always says it's, it just keeps getting bigger and bigger. But a segment called Do Justice, where you could actually pull something back that happened in the last week and give it like a proper, investigation and something that we might have missed.
Yeah.
Because we just get so inundated. And I know you guys do that, and it's kind of just a clever pun, but it's just,
It really does feel like there's so much news coming out there. There's just not enough time to cover it all.
Oh, yeah.
It really feels like that. I mean, we do 5 hours a day.
Yeah.
And we can't barely cover it all. I agree. Go ahead, Kylo.
Oh, yeah. Other than that, I was just going to say just with I'm just a little nervous there, but... for someone, I made a resolution this year to get more involved and do more investigative reporting to start my own thing. Do you guys have just a suggestion, as far as equipment or minimal stuff that to make it a decent quality?
All with an iPhone now.
That's right.
Or any kind of smartphone. You can buy little things to make your audio a little bit better, but you can just start with an iPhone and put it up in people's faces and talk to them. Just start talking to people, put it on YouTube. You can take action out there. So do that. We'll see you here tomorrow and tonight, 7:00 Central with the InfoWars Nightly News. Thanks for watching. And if you are watching this, you are the resistance.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.